Now, again, 11 albums deep. When are people going to be exposed to maybe number 12? What you guys working on stuff right now? Are you kind of near another stage in it?
Yeah, absolutely. We worked all last year on new material, and we're finally to the point now we want the world to hear the first single, the first song, and it's a song called Rotting in Vain. And we're going to release it on the 22nd of this month, which is just a few days. And it's exciting. We got a video for the song. We got the guy from the Sons of Anarchy. Sons of Anarchy. Tommy Flanagan.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, he's cool, really cool guy.
Chibs, right? That's Chibs.
Yeah, exactly. So we're excited. We're excited about that. So to let people see the video too, it looks great.
So sound wise, I mean, moving forward, you don't ever want to kind of pigeonhole yourself ever in a sound. At this stage now, in album 12, do you're like, oh, we got to do it this way. We got to have this. We got to have this. Or do you guys just kind of find, you know, something that you're looking for? You maybe find a different inspiration somewhere else. Talk about that and getting into 12 albums.
I mean, it's kind of like the inspiration for us is a constant stream of creative, you know, wherever we pull it from. Mm-hmm. It may or may not be good at the time. But that's for us to decide later, I guess. We compiled a lot of material for this record and kind of looked at it in retrospect to how our previous albums, how did it play a part? Was it touching on some of the things that maybe we haven't touched on? Some of the heavy guitar stuff we wanted to bring back into the forefront. It's just going through that stuff and meticulously kind of picking it apart. And I think we took a long time to do that. Yeah. We actually started writing a lot of the material with 8-string guitars.
Oh, wow.
And that kind of didn't pan out the way Head and I thought it was going to. But, you know, we got a lot of great stuff, and we transposed a lot of that music to our 7-string sound, and it made more sense. It sounded more like Korn at that point. But it kind of felt like, you know, on the last couple of records, even the couple of records before Head came back to the band, you know, maybe it was we were kind of veering to the left a little, you know, creatively, given that creative control. Okay, let's kind of get this shit back on course a little bit and still feel current, I guess, with our songwriting and the way the songs feel and with what's going on in music now.
Yeah.
But still maintaining the integrity and heavy guitars of what Korn fans are used to.
And that's such a big thing, especially with you guys still, it's 1993, now we're, you know, so many odd years later, and you brought up a good point of maintaining that Korn sound, but still staying relevant, I guess, is the way. Is there ever that pressure, that worry, that like, oh man, I don't know if people are going to like this, if you were going to hit that new generation the right way? How do you guys kind of combat that moving forward?
It's tough. I think it's sort of like you have to trust your gut. And just be like, if we like it, if the five guys in this room like it, we have to go forward and move with it. But also, I mean, technology gets better, and it makes you sound better. So, and it can, you know, you can help, it can help and hurt your sound, because you don't want to rely on it too much. Yeah. But you do want to have that polished sound and use it in that way. But you don't want to have the computer doing the songwriting for you, where you're putting the pieces of the puzzle, you know, copy paste kind of thing.
Still need the raw element.
You do, and that's something we definitely kept in mind when we were writing. We definitely, you know, we tracked the record from, you know, the songs from the beginning to the end, which was an old school method of it going on. I think that's why these songs on this record feel like a live, you know. They feel alive. They feel very organic. They weren't put together in some computer, and now we're trying to figure them out. It's an old school way of doing it. So, yeah.
Well, I'm getting more and more excited just talking to you about it. So I know everyone is just gearing up for it. I always like finding out more. Obviously, everyone probably thinks your iPod or whatever you have, you listen to music, is full of heavy stuff. What would be something in your musical library that you listen to that would maybe surprise someone?
Maybe not surprise anybody, but I do like a lot of hip hop, Jay-Z and, you know, NWA, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's NWA fans. The movie came out and it's like, oh, I know all those songs,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's singing the lyrics, but
I remember when that came out.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I love, you know, the Portishead and, you know, darker, spookier stuff like that. Massive Attack and, you know, that kind of chill sort of stuff. I think people might be surprised about that, but people, you know, everybody, it depends also what you're doing in the day. You know, if I'm on a run or I'm jogging or something, I'm not going to listen to Portishead. I'm going to listen to Metallica, or there's actually a new band out of the UK called Hacktivist, which is really good. So just depends on what you're doing in the day.
Yeah. So no Bread. I don't probably know Bread, or like the Carpenters, probably not.
Not right now at this point in my life. I'm not saying I'll never listen to it, but right now there's no need for it.
So now I did have one listener question, and bear with me. So we went out to the area that our radio station is, and a listener I thought had kind of an interesting take, and I bring up Bread again. So he was thinking if we got corn together with the cranberries, we have iced tea and then bread and then meatloaf, and we do the Thanksgiving tour. I know you guys did the Nights of the Living Dread, so you got a little punch there. This might be too much, huh?
I'll do it. I don't care.
I love it.
Anywhere, anybody we can play in front of, we'll do it. We'll still will.
Well, there you go. Maybe we'll see that in 2017. I don't know. Well, I really appreciate the time. And again, it's an honor to sit here with you and talk about the story that you guys have done and, of course, influence rock in the way that you guys have. And good luck with the next tour. You guys are going out here end of August. You're picking up again with Breaking Benjamin?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. They're on the show tonight. And, yep. It's exciting to you know, get those guys on the road with us. We've talked about doing a lot of tours with them before, and it just didn't line up. So,
well, it's going to be a great tour, I'm sure. So thank you so much, James Monkey Schaefer from Korn. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, man.